Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check. It is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story, Gabe?
So Uber on their website made a list of random things that people have left inside Uber vehicles, and I'm just going to read off a few of these here.
Okay.
A hair toupee.
That's a bummer because that's expensive, I think.
A breathalyzer. Right. Yeah, it gets weirder. A tray of meat pie.
Okay.
A jar of oysters. And this is the weirdest one that I've seen on this list so far. A gray tub of surgical implants.
What?
What are surgical? Like breast implants?
It just says surgical implants, but I imagine that would be quite expensive, whoever lost those.
Yeah. And here's the thing. That's what's odd, because if you're in an Uber, it's on your phone. You know exactly who that person is. You have their phone number and a way to contact them. So I don't know why you wouldn't retrieve what you left behind.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that a lot of these happen with people who might have been
drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that never happens, does it?
I would imagine a lot of things were lost in the back of an Uber.
You know, it's interesting because I think they have Ubers specially designed for people who are elderly now, people who are underage now, and they don't call them Ubers, but there's different facets of that. All right, Andy, what's your story?
Well, Jerry Seinfeld's upcoming Netflix comedy is going to be featured this weekend at the IndyCar race in Long Beach, as rookie Linus Lundquist is going to drive a car painted to look like a Pop-Tart in recognition of the movie Unfrosted. Chip Ganassi Racing is number 8. It's going to be painted in the texture of an unfrosted Pop-Tart, along with images of Seinfeld and some of the other movie cast members. It's a partnership, which is in collaboration with Ganassi's sponsor, American Legion, that's promoting this film that's going to come out on May 3rd. The movie, co-written by Seinfeld, stars Seinfeld along with Jim Gaffigan, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant, James Marsden, Bill Burr, Fred Armisen, Dan Levy, and a whole bunch of other people, that tells the tale of 1963 Michigan, the year before Pop-Tarts hit grocery store shelves. So it's actually going to be a movie about Pop-Tarts.
That sounds like it could be pretty funny.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Right, but I know NASCAR will advertise anything and everything.
Apparently,
but
you're right.
But yeah, you've got the American Legion involved with NASCAR and Amy Schumer.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they know what they're in for.
Exactly. The American Legion signed off on it as part of the Be the One mission, which aims to save lives of veterans, raising awareness, destigmatizing mental health treatment, and educating veterans. So it's all involved in a good cause, making people laugh and learning about Pop-Tarts.
Good. Wow. That's interesting.
What's your go-to Pop-Tart, Andy?
I loved, in the old days, the Dutch apple. They don't make that anymore. So I go with the cinnamon brown sugar.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I like all the chocolate-flavored ones.
Chocolate-flavored
ones? Strawberry would be second.
They got a few. They got s'mores. They got chocolate brownie. And there's a couple other ones that I can't remember off the top of my head. But those are my favorites.
Brian saying he eats Oreo ones. Weird. Oh, yeah.
That's one of the chocolate ones, too.
Oh, geez.
That means you guys have been eating Oreos or Pop-Tarts within the past 10 or 15 years.
Easily.
Yeah, not me. And
maybe
you know who made them for the Kansas City Chiefs team, Andy?
Was it Mrs. Kelsey?
Yes, yeah, Taylor Donna? Swift.
Oh,
Taylor
oh,
Swift.
Oh, okay.
She'll be a Mrs. Kelsey
soon.
That's
true.
But yeah, she's quite the accomplished baker, and she made homemade Pop-Tarts for the whole stinking team. And everybody's like, I mean, everybody loves her anyway. And of course, the big QR code is on the building in River North, and you'll know that you're near it because there are Swifties lined up trying to decipher what it's all about. What's your story, Steve?
I had a very cool experience today. We had a group of people here from London and partners, and it's like a World Business Chicago. So it's the London office, and they try to bring business to London or bring it from London to Chicago. And anyway, they had a roundtable here with a bunch of different business leaders, and I'm talking to one of the guys about it. Stephen Phelan was his name, and we were talking about England. He's from London. He lives in the States now, and the idea of well, I'm not wording this correctly, but where do you think, you know, when you talk about the full English breakfast, right? You're talking what?
Bangers. Mm-hmm. Blood. Is that the blood sausage? There's usually blood sausage on there, too. Beans. And eggs. And yeah, it's weird, but I've eaten it.
Yeah, black pudding would be the blood sausage.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, where do you think the beans came from?
I had no idea.
So we were talking about exchanges and different things that different cities around the country or world get from other countries. And the idea of Brits eating beans on toast, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea?
I don't have any idea.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to every word. I'm hanging on every word.
Comes from Kraft Heinz in Chicago.
No way.
Yeah, the Kraft Heinz company in 1927 would have been just Heinz then. They were trying to figure out a way to sell more beans, so they came up with this idea of barbecued sort of beans and putting them on toast and sold it to England.
Mm.
And that's how it, so it was an American company came up with the idea, and they've been eating bad breakfast ever since.
Oh, my gosh. But I'll tell you what they do have there. Is it called rasher?
Rashers, yeah.
That's that ham that's not like our ham, right?
Yeah, it's I put it closer to, well, bacon maybe. It's bacon ham. Yeah, it's more like ham, but...
Yeah, but it's not, I guess it's not cured or something. All I know is it's not like anything I've ever tasted here, and I've never been able to find it here.
Yeah, it's in Ireland a lot. You can order it from here, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I've ordered it for... Lily was into it for a while.
Yeah.
And but it's a one-time thing.
And you'd have it shipped here?
Yeah, I don't know if it came... There was actually... There was a store, I think, too, on the northwest side that would, in Edison Park maybe, or somewhere up there that had it.
Well,
come on. No one's like floored by my bean story.
It's interesting that, you know, the Americans are at the blame for their bad breakfast over there.
I think that is just, we think it's such a bad idea, and we planted it on them.
You guys take it. We're good.
Well, that's because the American company is like, I know these people aren't going to fall for it. Let's go to the Brits.
Right.
You know? And somebody's like, Lisa, where can I find Taylor Swift's Pop-Tart recipe? You can't. People campaigned. They hounded her on every social media platform after the offensive linemen in Kansas City, were raving about it. She hasn't given it up, but others have speculated what it might be. So posted Taylor Swift like Pop-Tart recipes. Amazing. Is there any demographic that girl does not touch? I don't think so. She's got it all covered now. And I honestly think that QR code, I guess it popped up in a few other cities, but not many. I think it has something to do with her doing many shows in Chicago. In fact, Mary Boyle, who is vice president of the station, she thinks...
Name dropper.
Well, I'm just telling you because, I mean, everybody, if every demographic is like, all right, what does this mean? She thinks that perhaps she's going to do smaller venues. How fun would that be? And some of our texters believe that her producer, is it Jack...
Antonoff?
Yes. His band is playing at the Salt Shed coming up.
The Bleachers.
So people think, well, maybe she's going to make an appearance there.
I would spend three times as much to see the Bleachers, just so different tastes.
You'd spend three times as much if she didn't show up, I bet.
No. I love the Bleachers, though. The Bleachers are great.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You like them better than Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You'd pay for them not to give her stage time so you could see more of them. All right, coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Peter Greenberg checks in. We'll talk about the whistleblower from Boeing that testified today. We've got some audio of that as well. It's all coming up next on 720 WGN.